Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we hear a lot of talk these days about how difficult it is to be a Christian. After all, the world's changed. Our nation has changed. Increasingly, people are walking away from the church or they're choosing never to even come near because Christians, well, we're seen as kind of irrelevant or hypocritical or judgmental. The more secularized we become as a nation, the less impact, it seems, we Christians have. All this talk about the challenges of living in a post-Christian world can lead to timid, fearful, even doubtful disciples of Jesus. Truthfully, our world really is not that different from the world, though, of Jesus' first disciples. Their world has been described as pre-Christian. Pre-Christian, in which people didn't know Jesus and what he taught, didn't know his mission. But that term, pre-Christian, may really be a better description for our world right now, better than post-Christian. Pre-Christian says that Christians are not participants in a dying institution, but rather we're part of a movement. People are watching us. They are wondering what makes us tick. We are living every day of our lives by and in the foolishness of Christ's cross. What gives? To call our world pre-Christian is to say that you and I, we still have an impact by the way we live. It says that our stories, the hymns we sing, the way we worship, our everyday life, it means everything to the way this world sees Jesus. This is exactly what was happening with Jesus and his first disciples in Luke 17. He was constantly teaching about everyday values, everyday life. And here in Luke's gospel, he tells his disciples that they would need, did you hear this? They would need to forgive others, even if they've been wrong 7 times in a single day. Now, he wasn't talking about some institutional health. He is talking about a regular way of life. He was referring to the simple but challenging act of confronting another with their sin and speaking the hard word. I forgive you. This is the stuff of everyday relationships. Of friendships and marriages and churches. Of work and life. It's hard to confront somebody, though, isn't it? And it's hard to forgive. I mean, the roots of bitterness run deep and they last long like tree roots, like mulberry tree roots, stubborn and strong. No wonder then the disciples responded to Jesus' challenge to forgive with those words, increase our faith. Lord, you expect us to forgive like that and that often? That's over the top. We need greater faith for that. Give us greater faith, Lord. Well, that was one of those teaching moments. So when the disciples said, increase our faith, Jesus didn't say, sure, presto, greater faith. What he did say was this. If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. He doesn't explain his response. And Luke, who records Jesus' words in the power of the Holy Spirit, Luke doesn't explain them either. But you got to admit, wow, it's quite a picture, isn't it? It's quite an image. With just a little faith, Jesus is saying, faith is as small as a mustard seed. The faith you have right now, you can uproot a 30-foot mulberry tree and plant it in the bottom of the sea. What is Jesus saying here? Well, for one thing, he's saying that it is not helpful to quantify our faith. Jesus' disciples were doing just that with their request. Increase our faith. In other words, Jesus, give us more faith, heroic faith, enough faith to do the hard thing in hard times. We say that too, don't we? If only I had enough faith. If I could just believe enough. Or, negatively, we say, I guess I just don't have enough faith. But do you notice how the weight of those statements is on us? Can we believe enough? Can we trust enough? Do we have enough faith to make things happen? But if faith is not to be quantified, then, well, how do we understand Jesus' words? Faith like a grain of mustard seed. I mean, how can faith send mulberry trees flying into the sea? It is because Jesus sees the whole matter tied right into our relationship with Him. Faith like a grain of mustard seed is simply to trust Jesus. A trust that abides in Him, depends on Him, lives every day in Him. It's only in Christ that we move mulberry trees, even the deep ones, like bitterness or anger or a grudge. Or a lack of forgiveness. It's only possible as Christ lives in us. In Latin, there are two words for faith. The first is fides, the word for faith that is, if you will, quantifiable. Fides is faith that certain things are true. Fides says, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Holy Creed faith. Fides faith. The other word for faith in Latin is fiducia. This is relational faith. It is trust in the Lord being rooted in the power of the cross. Fiducia, by the way, was Martin Luther's preferred term for faith. You can hear, if you listen, you can hear fiducia at work in Paul's familiar words in Philippians 4 when he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Through Christ. So, faith like a grain of mustard seed says that you can forgive not so much because you got enough faith to do it, but because you live and you make decisions inside of a strong relationship with Jesus. Faith like a grain of mustard seed says you already have what you need to live your Christian life as a witness to the one who holds you and owns you, the one who came for you and died for you, the one who broke through death and came to life for you, the one who called you in your baptism and by His Holy Spirit made you His own. He makes seemingly impossible things possible. So let's get to the Lutheran question. What does this mean? It means that in Jesus Christ and by the power of His indwelling Spirit, you can do the hard thing, the seemingly impossible thing. In fact, with God, all things are possible. You can confront someone who's wronged you and offer forgiveness. You can do the hard thing and share the hope that is in you with your neighbor. You can make time to pack food for the hungry when you thought you were just way too busy. You can drop all your pocket change into one of these little LWML mite boxes, believing it'll make a difference. You can hold the hand of a neighbor in the hospital and pray with him or her. Maybe not even your favorite neighbor. You can phone a brother or sister here in this church family who you haven't seen for a while, been kind of distant. In Jesus Christ, First Lutheran Church takes on ministry and mission endeavors, knowing that it'll be a stretch, simply because it is what Christ would have us do. And we see our surrounding community not as the enemy, but as our mission field. And underneath it all, you hear mulberry trees moving, hard things, seemingly impossible things happening, because Christ lives within me and within you. He lives within us, His church. The very gates of hell will not prevail against us. Because Jesus is Lord of His church and gives us His Holy Spirit, who by our words and our deeds, our faithful preaching and teaching, blows the breath of Good Friday and Easter morning into dead, cold, lonely, frightened, hopeless hearts and homes. The Lutheran Women's Missionary League has always lived by mustard seed faith. Little gifts, mites, combined across our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Little things make big things happen in mission fields across the world. Christ has been moving mulberry trees through the LWML since 1942. What a model they are for Christian discipleship. Not many years ago, they dropped $100,000 on our organization, the Lutheran Heritage Foundation, as we translate, publish, distribute, and introduce the core books of our Lutheran faith throughout the world. We needed help because we had so many requests for children's Bible story books. Those books fall into the hands not only of young 8-year-old Danny in Vietnam, but of Danny's mother, father, and grandparents, all of whom were baptized. If our congregations are the soul of the LCMS, if our pastors, teachers, workers, and missionaries are the beautiful feet of the LCMS, if our seminaries and universities are the mind of the LCMS, if Lutheran Hour Ministries is the voice of the LCMS, and Lutheran Bible Translators and Lutheran Heritage Foundation the printed works of the LCMS, then the LWML is the heart of the LCMS. These LWML ladies have taught us what it means to move mulberry trees with just a little faith. As Christ lives in us, we have what's necessary to do difficult, seemingly impossible things. And, you know, frankly, why should that be so hard to believe? I mean, our Savior has moved us from death to life. He has moved us from being orphans to being children of the Heavenly Father. He has moved us from shameful guilt to cleansing, from chaos and conflict to reconciliation and peace. A painting by Vincent van Gogh is entitled The Mulberry Tree. He painted it in 1889 while in voluntary confinement at a hospital asylum in France. He knew he couldn't do it alone. The mulberry tree Van Gogh paints is impressive. It is strong, gnarly, abundant with bushy foliage, and in his painting rich with tones of yellow and gold. It is formidable. It is rooted in rock and set against this deep blue sky. Van Gogh, an ordinary tree, took on the character of beauty and strength and even joy, because yellow was his color for joy. And look at the color he paints the branches. In the narthex, you can see a copy of that painting. Christ abiding in us and we in him. The difficult things of faithful discipleship and bold witness are being done with even more joy. May it be said of us here, those were the days when the people of God at First Lutheran Church moved mulberry trees. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.